This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Mike Ginestri, Sweet Home School Superintendent, with us live on WBEN this morning. There's been a lot of discussion lately about changing school start times. A measure in Williamsville was rejected earlier this week, but a measure has been approved in Sweet Home. Mike, we're glad you could be with us. Tell us about what's happening in your district.
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Brian. Yes, we did approve new start-stop times for the 25-26 school year on Tuesday night. It really is a result of two things that are happening at Sweet Home. Number one, and working in conjunction with our teachers, we're instituting 15 more minutes of instructional time for every student at Sweet Home next year. So that was going to result in a change in our stop and stop times anyway. But we have a building use committee that's put together to study transportation in the district, because we have a severe lack of bus drivers. We're really short on bus drivers in the district. And I know it's a common issue for many of our school districts around Western New York and across the country, really. And so it really made the committee look hard at start and stop times and to see if we can provide some relief for our transportation issues.
You know, it is amazing to me how a lot of different school districts have looked at start times all for seemingly different reasons. You mentioned a couple of them right there. Transportation issues, this shortage in bus drivers we've seen across the region. You're adding instruction time. We saw, you know, people talk about sleep over in Williamsville. There's a lot of different things to take into consideration here.
Yeah, and I think there's really no plan is ideal, and that's there's always going to be give and take on each side, and change is very difficult. I understand it interrupts patterns and schedules and everything, but our priority number one with transportation is safety. We're really excited about adding more instructional time for students. But with transportation, the number one issue for us is safety, and number two, getting students to school on time and in a timely manner. And right now, with a depleted workforce in transportation, that is becoming increasingly difficult at Sweet Home. So this committee got together and we've been studying it for about a year and a half now, since we knew that the bell schedules were going to change due to the added instructional time. So we thought it was just the right time to really study it and address the driver shortage.
Where's the biggest change? Is it for elementary kids, middle, or high?
The biggest change will be for the middle school. So right now, our middle school starts around 9 o'clock instructional time there, and it ends very close to 4, like 3:55. So we are putting the middle school more in alignment with the high school schedule. So the middle school will start about 20 minutes after the high school starts in the morning. So that's a big shift, and we have some new guidelines. 6 through 12 will ride the bus together, which is a change in Sweet Home, and this is just to create efficiencies in our runs.
You know, looking at this bus driver shortage issue, I mean, it's been now, we're going into next year talking about changing school time. This will be year three of really talking about this as being a big issue across the region. Do you see it letting up anytime soon, or has anything changed for better or worse there?
It's really unfortunately holding steady. I'd like to say it's going to get better. We have competitive rates. We're looking at our rates all the time as far as salaries go. We provide free training. We're doing recruitment events as much as we possibly can. We're working, you know, we contract out a lot of runs at Sweet Home as well, just to make sure that all of our students are getting back and forth to school safely. We do have our own transportation department, and they are working around the clock. I mean, our people are fantastic in transportation, led by Scott Kennedy, and he's just doing a great job managing this. But we're starting to draw blood from a stone here. It is tough. It's at crisis level, and we had to make a change.
Was there much pushback, Mike, or because of the reasons you cited, was this supported by the public?
So we definitely had a few comments from our public and our community. I think they definitely understand that there's a driver shortage, but change is never easy. So we did have a few people at our board meetings, not an overwhelming amount. I have received 60, 70 emails regarding it, a lot of it with questions, and we've responded to all of those emails. And so, yes, there were definitely concerns. I think, you know, earlier start times are a concern. We are also instituting a walking radius around our elementary buildings of 0.25 miles, which is a change, and some of our parents are concerned about that as well. So we have a lot of changes, but again, safety and getting our kids to school on time are our priorities.
Well, we appreciate the time as always. Great to talk with you. Mike Ginestri, the superintendent at Sweet Home Schools, joining us live talking about start times in their district.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.